On with Mario Lopez.
What's up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actress, model, and singer Brenda Song. How are you, Brenda?
I'm great. Not a model or a singer, but I'll take it.
Wait, really?
Is that, I wish. You
know, that's a good rumor, though. I mean, if people think you're beautiful enough to be a model.
Exactly, and have a great enough voice to sing, that's fantastic, but so not true.
You got a great speaking voice.
Really? I hate the sound of my voice.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Why? What don't you like about it?
Just everything.
It's got like a nice rasp.
Really?
It sounds mature.
Thank you. Mature?
Like yeah. Well, you know, it's a little older than what you appear because you look so young.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so yeah. Take that as a compliment.
Oh, thank you. I will.
So let's talk about this new Christmas movie on Freeform, Angry Angel. What's it about?
Sure. Angry Angel is a dark twist on, you know, a classic Christmas movie. I play a character named Allison Pike who, right when her life, the peak of her life, just found the love of her life, she passes away.
Oh.
But yet the universe doesn't think she's quite deserving of heaven yet. So they send her back to earth as an angel. But an angel's not what you think it is. You get a sentence on earth, and that sentence is a number of points. And as an angel, you have to perform miracles to kind of gain those points.
Yeah, earn your way back.
Yeah, and so that is the gist of the movie. And
nice.
She is a sort of jaded, a pessimist. She's kind of over it.
Yeah.
All the while trying to perform these amazing miracles for people. And right when she's just about to get everything she wants, she runs into the love of her life from her past life. She kind of comes to these crossroads. And
look
you know
at that.
Yeah, so it's not your typical Christmas movie.
And Jason Biggs is in this movie,
yes,
right?
Sir.
How was he on set?
He's horrible. God, he's the worst.
Difficult to work with.
No, he is incredible. He's so funny. I've said this before and I'll say it again. He can find comedy where you didn't think comedy could exist. Mm-hmm. And you just don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. So any of the scenes that we did, even like the phone call scenes.
What did he play?
He played my mentor and he played a meta version of himself. He played like Jason Biggs, like someone who died and came back and chose to be Jason Biggs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Right. So he pokes a lot of fun at himself, which is really great. But he sort of plays the mediator between like the universe and Earth.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. And so are you a guardian angel per
no.
se?
No. Well, it's more like, it's kind of like miracle workers, you know, it's not even like these crazy miracles. It's more of like acts of kindness.
Got it.
It's not like some crazy, you know, mumbo jumbo. It's like just acts of kindness.
Fun.
And so it's like just a regular old angel, not a guardian one, just a regular plain old angry angel.
Yeah, no, Christmas movies are fun. Where'd you guys shoot it?
Shot in Toronto.
Oh, wow. How'd you like it out there?
It's amazing. I shot a movie there before and everyone there is so sweet and so welcoming. And we shot in the dead summer, of course, as we do with all Christmas movies.
CGI in full effect?
No, exactly. Cutting out all of like the arms, all the sweaters because, you know, we're wearing like these crazy coats. It's supposed to be New York Christmas. But it was great. I love Toronto and it was really, really fun. We were there during TIFF. So, yeah.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from California. Oh. I was born up north in Sacramento, but I've lived in LA since I was 5. And funny story is we've actually met before.
Have we? Please tell
when
me.
I was 6 years old.
Okay.
And
so like 5 years ago?
Yeah, 5 years ago. we were living in the same apartment complex in Burbank.
The Park Point?
Yes!
Wow.
And you were me and my girlfriend, you were working out and we like walked by and we were like, oh my God. And we were so nervous. And like, you were the first celebrity I ever met. And we like knocked on the, we were like walking by, you could tell, and you came out and you took a photo with us. I like tried to find the photo so I could bring it in.
That would have been awesome.
But like, you were so sweet.
Screen.
Yeah. You were so sweet. You like came
Thank
out
you.
Like in the middle of your workout and like 2 little 6 and 7 year old girls, you took photos with them.
How funny. My God.
You set the precedence really high, Mario. I just hope you know
so
that.
You're so sweet.
This is kind of weird. This is the second time in 2 weeks that we've had a story like that.
Wait, really?
That's somebody else, but when they were like 8 or something.
Yeah.
Both of which I'm flattered, but also feel really old. Oh my God.
I've hit that stage in my life too now.
A lot of people lived in that apartment complex.
Yeah,
I know. A lot of people. Wow, and you added to the list.
I can't believe you had your own apartment at 6.
Well, obviously. Me and my girlfriend at 6 and 7, we had a room together. Learned how to drive really.
They were being smart. Budget friendly right there. Oh, well, thank you for sharing that. That's
course.
So nice. Okay, so you're a native out here.
Yeah,
so
I've been out here for like a long while.
Nice, nice. And this was cool. You did another film looking ahead to next year, Changeland, and you filmed that in Thailand.
Yeah, huh? We filmed that this summer. And the funny thing is I'm half Thai and I'd never been there. So it was really special for me. And the whole gist of the movie is actually based on Seth Green directed, he wrote and he starred in it.
Oh, look at that.
And he actually based the script on his time in Thailand. And
so what's the premise?
The premise is basically a guy who in the place in his life, he just found out that his wife cheated on him and he planned this whole trip for him and his wife.
Oh, so that really happened to Seth?
Well, no.
Okay.
Well, that's stuff is fake. Well, no, but the trip in Thailand,
oh,
all the things
it,
that they
it.
Did, not like how he got there, but the
got
trip
it.
There.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, poor Seth.
No. He and his best friend actually did like a 33-day trip around the world because his wife is actually in the movie.
Oh.
And yeah,
I'm
we played best
worked
friends.
Out.
Yeah, it worked out great. But yeah, and he, instead of when he goes on this trip, his best friend jumps in instead of his wife, and he sort of goes on this like self journey of like discovering life again and, you know. Yeah. Life after.
And do you play as love interest or?
Maybe I do. Well, yeah. It's very incestuous because Breckenmeyer is his best friend and Claire Grant, who's his wife, they play love interest.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah. It was fun. I got to go to Thailand for 5 weeks and hang out with my best friends every day.
Awesome.
It was, yeah. I like feel really bad like calling it work. I'm like, yeah, I went to Thailand and maybe shot a movie.
And how was he as a director?
He was fantastic. We did a show together called Dads a few years back and he'd already sort of told me about this idea of the movie. And Seth is just a natural born leader. And he's so good at making everyone feel not only comfortable, but like we're all working toward one goal. And when you're in that sort of state of mind, everybody, you know, we're just, it's running so smoothly.
Yeah.
And he was fantastic. And he's great in the movie. I'm so proud of him.
Oh,
and I'm
great.
So like proud to be a part of it.
I bet it's beautiful too. They're just visually, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Out there, I can imagine.
People think that a lot of it, like people who've seen cuts have all thought that it was like CGI and stuff. And I was like, no, the water is actually turquoise.
Wow.
Like it's,
that's awesome.
We were actually just talking about Thailand. Yeah.
So you said you're half Thai and half?
And half Hmong, which is they live like in the mountains of Laos.
Yeah. No, I'm familiar with that. Was,
are you?
Well, Clint Eastwood.
Yes. Right. Gran Torino.
Yeah.
Look
exactly.
At you.
I appreciate all different cultures. That's awesome. Do you speak any of the languages?
I speak Hmong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because my
mom or dad?
Well, my mom is Thai, but she was adopted to a Hmong family.
Oh, okay.
So my dad is Hmong, so I speak Hmong.
So you're all.
Yeah.
About that culture right there.
Darn straight.
And this is a fun fact. You're a black belt in Taekwondo.
Yeah.
It.
It's I was like, it's part of my Asian checklist. Graduated high school early. Taekwondo.
That's awesome. Is that something just dad got you into?
Well,
or?
No, actually, the funny thing is when I was younger, I wanted to do ballet. And I have a younger brother who's 2 years younger than me. And he wanted to do martial arts, obviously. And my mom was like, well, he can't do ballet, but you can do martial arts. So I only want to take you to one place. So I end up doing martial arts. And funny thing is, my mom's like going, I don't want to take it to two places.
It's all about efficiency.
Love you, mama.
Exactly.
But
great.
I actually got my black belt and my brother, you know, he stopped, but my brother's like does MMA and like he's a personal trainer. He's athletic.
Older or younger?
Younger. Both okay. Younger. I'm the oldest.
And there's just two of you?
Three. I have a baby brother who is a chef. Yeah,
he
finished culinary school and now he is.
Ooh, he's my favorite.
Oh, yeah, he works at the bazaar. You have to go. It's fantastic.
Nice. And I've seen some pics of you in wrestling tees. You a big wrestling fan?
I mean, here's the thing. I remember wrestling from like the early 90s, like Hulkamania, like, you know, Macho Man, all of that.
Like, that was my era. And you're supposed to be a lot younger than me.
Well, I mean, I was like, I remember sitting down and watching that on like, you know, Channel 13.
Got it.
Watching it like with our family, like The Undertaker. But as of late, like Seth and a lot of our friends, and funny, Ricky Mabee, who plays my husband in Angry Angel, he's a big wrestling fan. And we actually just went to a wrestling match in LA.
Yeah. Raw? Did you go to Raw?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I was there with my son.
Were you really?
Yeah, I've been to the last couple they've had.
I mean, it was fun. SummerSlam was my first like match and it was incredible. Seeing Finn Balor come out as the demon was like...
Yeah. Great theater.
I love it's that great. You love it.
Yeah. Well,
it's so fun.
I loved it as a kid.
Yeah.
And now just my I'll take my son. He's like, look
it's so fun.
Hit him with the chair.
No,
whoa!
You know what? One of my friends who loves wrestling, Matt Cohen, he said it best. He's like, it's like wrestling. It's basically the Real Housewives for men.
Yeah, it's a soap opera for men.
It's a soap opera for men. And
awesome.
I was like, and he said that, and I was like, I get it, and I love it. Yeah. I'm into it.
But with ass whoopings.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the fighting without the actual like violence.
Right.
So
exactly.
I'm super into it.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving. I'm actually going to be in Paris for Thanksgiving.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I'm getting really bougie on you.
You're real bougie. Is fun or are you working
just
there?
Fun. Yeah. Just we're just fun. Going with some friends
no
and like having a good time.
No pressure with the fam that you got to hang out?
This is my very first Thanksgiving, not at home, but yeah.
You said peace.
Yeah, like peace, family.
Christmas, you're going to be at home?
Christmas, I'll always be at home. Christmas is a home thing. We have like our own little Christmas Eve traditions every year. My family, we buy like plain like sweatshirts and then we make our own ugly sweaters.
And they're still, are they here in
LA?
Yeah,
they're in LA. Yeah, they live like half an hour outside of LA.
Okay,
yeah.
Very cool. And what's up with the social life? You got a boyfriend?
I mean, Mario, I never talk about my personal life and I'm not going to start now.
Oh, you're now you're getting serious. See, now you're all fun. Look now at you that. Get, well, I didn't ask for like names and numbers. I'm just saying, do you got a boyfriend?
Maybe.
You're funny. You're funny. So do you post a lot on social media? Will he make the social media cut?
I'm really terrible with social media. I'm always getting in trouble for not posting enough.
By who?
But just like by my, you know, people.
Boyfriend?
That she may or may not have.
Well, for, you know, because a lot of it is, you know, so much for work and stuff like that. Now, I think I'm just not in the era. Like, I grew up, we didn't have, like, cell phones is sort of like, I didn't get one until I was, like, 16.
Why do I feel like you're actually, like, 46 or something?
Yeah, you're seeing this era. You look like you just got your driver's license.
I mean, I wish. I'm 29, though. I mean, okay. I'm not that, you know, well, but you still.
That, by the way, still very young, but you look. Even younger, you can pass.
I'm actually 16, guys.
Yeah, right? You can pass that. You can put.
No, I'm just not like, it's not my first thought when doing anything to like take photos or videos. And I worked with Andrew Batchelor on Angry Angel, and he's King Batch. He's like king of Vine videos and Instagram. And oh, all the pictures that I have from set were ones that he took up because I have nothing. It's just not, I don't.
It's just not your thing.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I'm trying to be better about it because I know it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But like, I'm trying really hard, guys.
It's good to keep Bob and to keep Bob. So what kind of guys do you like?
Nice ones.
that's a pretty low bar.
I mean,
just nice. That's it.
I mean, I will say this. I would say that I have a husband number one and a husband number two and a husband number three. They go Tom Hardy, Harry Styles, and James McAvoy.
Oh, so there's a style. There's okay. You like that British thing? And okay.
Yeah.
And that sort of look. All right. Well, that's good taste.
Right.
I like those guys.
Come on now.
Yeah, I like that.
I call it like husband number one, my boy crush, and then like my actor crush.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, right?
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Go-to karaoke song.
Superman by Eminem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Last show you binge watched.
Oh, Top Chef. That's what I'm watching right now. I'm such a nerd.
Favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Classic. Celebrity crush growing up?
Oh, gosh. Any member of the Backstreet Boys. Or you Slater.
Nah. When you were six, that's right.
Yeah.
Damn. Nickname growing up?
Everyone calls me B.
B?
B. Or Bren.
All-time favorite Christmas gift?
All-time favorite Christmas gift. Ooh, that's a tough one. I have no idea. What is one of my all-time favorite Christmas
gifts? See, I remember mine right off the top of my
head. Do you?
When I got my first Nintendo. Because I got it all late.
Oh, you know what?
That was old school back
then.
I
think this was either for my birthday or for Christmas. I'm pretty sure it's for Christmas. My Cabbage Patch doll, Terry.
Oh, the
my parents patch, my parents had to take her away from me. Like, she just disappeared one day because I kept talking to her and be like, oh, well, Terry told me this. Like, nope, Terry's gone. Yeah, yeah, but Terry was my gal.
You see Terry in the corner with the head off.
No, exactly.
Like Annabelle.
I think that was like the year that like Chucky was also really big. So like, right, I was like, well, Terry told me that blah, blah, blah. And that just Terry's like, mom was like, Terry went back to Cabbage Patch.
Terry never came back.
Gone.
Well, Angry Angel premieres tonight on Freeform, and you can follow her on Twitter when she decides to post. @BrendaSong. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mario.
On with Mario Lopez.